Blog Talk Radio.
No one.
I want to rock with you.
You are now listening to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
The following internet radio show is for mature audiences only. That means, boys and girls, you must be 18 years of age or older to listen.
If you're a man listening to this episode right now, have you ever been on an internet message board, Facebook, or Twitter, and you've noticed that some men are always defending the character and behavior of women? I mean, the type of men that never say anything negative, critical, or insulting about women whatsoever. Are you one of those men? I refer to these type of men as white knights and or Captain Save-A-Ho types. What is a white knight? Well, it's essentially what I already said. A white knight would be a man who is always trying to defend women. He always gives them the benefit of the doubt, and he does not like it when any other men say anything remotely critical of women and their behavior. A Captain Save-A-Ho is similar but yet a little bit different. A Captain Save-A-Ho would be a man who, say, saw a woman selling her body as a street prostitute, and he approached that woman and told her he wanted to get her off the mean streets, and eventually he would end up dating this woman and even possibly marrying this woman and raising a family with her. He wants to take her away from all the mean or womanizing alpha males of the world and protect her from all bad influences. Yeah, right, give me a fucking break. Tonight I'm going to engage in another one of my open forum discussion format episodes, and that is what I am going to be discussing. White knights and Captain Save-A-Ho types. These men are really, really, really doing a disservice to the fellow members of their gender. What are your thoughts? What are your questions? What are your comments? You can call in right now at 646-478-5710. Again, that's 646-478-5710. So you can gain the opportunity to get upfront and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is this A. Alan Roger Curry of Mode 1 fame? Oh, my God.
You're really good at this.
I gotta ask you, do you feel that black men have some type of unwritten obligation to date and marry someone in a race? You do?
I think they do. I think white people should date white people. I think black people should date black people.
Now, how did you come up with this idea to go to Italy with the women?
With the women, right. I just got so tired of hearing all my male friends talk about Brazil and how great Brazil is for them.
When I was growing up, I would go and hear about black women complaining about white women are stealing our men. Don't complain about your goods being stolen if you casually leave them on the front porch.
Have sex. Enjoy your life.
You know, men really want women to have standards. They really do. And I don't know how we got off of the mark there, but men do like classy women, and they want women to have standards.
I think you can be single and be very, very happy, and I think it's about taking the pressures off about being married.
I'm not saying that you should disrespect a woman. Never disrespect your woman, but the key is to not let her walk all over you.
Romantic love is very volatile. People don't realize it. And it is a drug. People don't realize it. Men and women do stupid things. Not all men, but sometimes you'll do something stupid.
I think it's a turn-on because just to see that person, just to enjoy themselves and just to watch them touching that person and making them feel good, I think that's kind of sexy, actually.
Yo, yo! Mode 1. This is Gerard McClendon from Chicago tonight and the McClendon Report. Right now you're listening to Upfront and Straightforward with my good friend, Alan Roger Curry. Mode 1. Let the women know, fellas, what you're really thinking. Ha ha, Alan Roger Curry.
Gentlemen, to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry. And today is Thursday, June 19th. And tonight, I am going to engage in another one of my infamous open forum discussion episodes. If you're a fairly new listener of mine, you'll know that probably I'd say 80 to 85% of my episodes over the last 7 years, I've had some type of invited guest, a dating and relationship ex-book author, somebody else who has some type of knowledge, wisdom, and advice to offer to my listeners. And then about 15 to 20% of my episodes, starting with 2009, have been what I refer to as open forum discussions. What that means is there's no special guests here tonight. It's just me and you, meaning the listeners and I. So the way this show works is you got to call in. Otherwise, I'm going to just talk for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I'm sure you don't want me to just talk and talk. So I want input from you. I want either questions from you, opinions, comments. That's how these over. And I give kudos. I don't see her in my chat room, but Adrian, my number one listener, she goes by the name Diva362436. She was the first one to suggest this back in 2009 that I have an open forum discussion. And since then, two of my top five most listened to episodes actually have been open forum discussions. Yeah, my number two episode of all time, most listened to and most downloaded episode of all time, was an open forum discussion. And my number four episode of all, there's Diva. I just saw her come in my chair. Diva, I was just giving you some kudos because I was telling my listeners that you were the one who first suggested that I do these open forum discussion episodes. But, yeah, since I started doing them, you know, it showed that I kind of underestimated myself because Diva was one of the first ones. She said, Alan, with all due respect to your guests, you know, people listen to your show because of you. Don't give your guests all the credit. You know, they come to listen to you. Anyway, yeah, my number two episode, most listened to and downloaded episode of all time, was an open forum discussion I had about Steve Harvey's book. Act like a lady, think like a man. I did an open forum discussion about that book. That's my second most listened to episode of all time. And then my number four most listened to and downloaded episode of all time was I did an open forum discussion simply about approaching women in a direct manner versus an indirect manner. So yeah, they've been put in some other episodes I've had have been pretty popular. I think this season specifically, starting with mid to late September of last year, I think this is my third one. This is my third open forum discussion topic. I want to say my last one was with, I had Lauren Meservey here as a guest co-host. And we did it was near Valentine's Day. That was my last open forum discussion that I had. Anyway, tonight's open forum discussion, here's the topic, and I want to hear from my listeners, but particularly my male listeners. I want to hear from my male. Because this is, even though Diva came in the chat room, and I'm sure I might have a couple other women listening, but this is going to be for the fellas. Fellas, fellas, now you know, I don't like to come down too hard on a lot of fellas a lot of times. As a matter of fact, my friend and fellow talk radio host, Steve the Dean Williams, he was just teasing me the other day. He said, Alan, sometimes you coddle your male followers and you don't get in their ass enough. And not saying that all the guys I'm going to be criticized tonight are specifically my followers. I don't want to suggest that. So let me make that clear. Speaking of my followers, yeah, I do have a bone to pick before I explain what the show is going to be tonight. I had a discussion thread on Facebook, and I would like to divide my followers into three categories. Those that exclusively follow me, meaning they don't really pay attention to any other dating coach other than Alan Roger Curry. Now, I never obligate any of my followers just to follow me. I have a certain percentage that only follow me. They don't take advice from anybody else other than myself. I give them a thumbs up. Then I have a group of followers that follow me, and in addition, they might follow one, two, or three other dating coaches whose philosophies are relatively similar to mine. They might have a few little minor differences here and there, but they're similar. I give you one example, even though he's not what I would call a dating coach, but Brad Blanton is the author of Radical Honesty. I get compared to Brad Blanton quite a bit. And there are some of my followers who follow both me and Brad Blanton. See, I don't have a problem with that because Dr. Brad Blanton is someone who a lot of his philosophies are very similar to mine. And if I was to bust my head, I could probably name two, three, or four other guys who are similar to me. Matter of fact, I mentioned one, Steve Dean Williams. We have some differences here and there in terms of what we teach our guys. But generally, I would say he's similar to me. That's why we've actually done a show together called The Black Book Cafe. Because, among other things, I know he doesn't believe in lying to women to get in their pants and manipulating women to get in their pants. So I respect that about him. And like I said, there's probably two or three other guys I can think of, too. So category number two, I give them a thumbs up. Here's the group, the third and final group I give a thumbs down to. If you follow me and say one of the components of my teachings is upfront, straightforward honesty, which is why my show is called Upfront and Straightforward, why would you mention in one of my threads that you follow somebody who's not about honesty? If I'm not about whining and dining women, and you mention another dating coach who's all about whining and dining women, why would you mention him? If I'm all about talking about sex on the first date, and you follow a dating coach who's totally against talking about sex on the first date, why would you mention him? Don't do that. I'm just going to just, if you're a Facebook friend of mine, do not fucking mention dating coaches who got beliefs, attitudes, and philosophies that totally contradict mine. And that happened this week. And at first I was kind of lenient about it, but then it began to piss me the fuck off. Don't like that shit. Don't, if you're following a lot of these what I call conventional PUA types, don't follow me. Follow them. I encourage you to follow them. Don't follow me. But don't tell me you follow me and you follow Joe Schmo, the manipulative PUA guy. I don't want to hear that shit because I ain't got nothing in common with him. I don't have nothing in common. 80 to 90% of those, the conventional PUAs, I don't have shit in common with them. Those guys, they believe in pre-rehearsed openers and corny pickup lines. I don't believe in none of that shit. They believe in pretending like you're not trying to get laid when you actually are. I don't believe in that shit. They believe in not being specific and straightforward about the fact that you want casual sex. I don't believe in that shit. And that's a big one, the one I just mentioned. Because I've literally been at workshops where I've heard other PUAs, they'll say, don't tell a woman that you only want casual sex until after you fuck her. I am totally against that shit. I let women know from the get-go. If my interest is casual sex, I let women know literally from my first conversation that that's what I want. I don't sleep with women and then afterwards. Like, you know, I had a conversation with a close friend just this week. Was talking about he got a buddy who does that. He hooks up with women. He basically leads them to believe that he wants something long-term with them and monogamous with them. And then after he has sex with them, he goes ahead and tells them, well, I just really want casual sex. See, that's fucked up. I do not endorse that at all. I don't have a sister, but if I had a sister, I wouldn't want any guy doing that to my sister. If I had a daughter, I wouldn't want a guy doing that to my daughter, making her think that he wants something really, you know, meaningful, really long-term, and then after he has sex with her, he says, oh, I'm just looking for something casual. That's bullshit. That's the coward's way out. You're trying to sneak through the side door or the back door. So don't tell me on Facebook or Twitter that, yeah, Alan, I'm your biggest fan, man, I own all your books, but I also own XYZ's books, too, and his CDs. And, yeah, he's about, you know, going bowling with women and buying them flowers and, you know, treating them real sweet. Shut the fuck up with that shit. So, yeah, man, if you're listening right now and you know you fall into that third category, like I said, if you're in category number one, only follow me. I'm the only person you seek dating advice from. Of course, I appreciate you. That's very flattering to me. I don't obligate anybody to exclusively follow me. But if you are in that category, I very much appreciate that. If you're in category two, where you follow me and maybe two or three other guys who you feel are similar to me in terms of their beliefs, their attitudes, their general philosophies and teachings, I'm also cool with that. I don't have a problem with that. But when you're following me and you're following somebody else that's teachings that are told that are not in any way. See, that's the problem with a lot of you guys. A lot of you guys try to borrow philosophies from too many motherfucking people, like a philosophy buffet. Where you wanna grab a little bit of this guy's stuff and a little bit of that guy's stuff and a little bit of this guy's stuff, a little bit. And see, you're going to end up, if not already, you're going to end up fucked up in the head. That's what you're going to end up doing. You can't be on a low-fat diet and a low-carb diet at the same time. You can't do it. That's a contradiction. You can't do that. You either got to choose low-fat diet or a low-carb diet. You can't be on low-carb diet. You just can't do that. Choose one or the other. You know? So, you know, I'm not going to call off some of these other PUAs by name because I'm not trying to disparage anybody for no reason. But I think you know what I'm talking about. Like I said, again, you know, don't try to follow 10 different people. Matter of fact, David X, who's been on my show 3 times, he and I honestly have not spoken in a while. You know, I hope he's doing well. But we spoke together in London in November of 2010 at the very first Direct Dating Summit. And that was one thing I remember David X telling the guys in the crowd. He told the guys in the crowd what I'm telling you right now. He said, even though there's a lot of speakers here at this conference, he said, what you need to do is listen to all of us He said, you need to listen to all of us, you know, the presentation of each guy. But then after you've listened to the presentation of each guy, you need to pick one guy you're going to follow. He said, you can't follow all of us. Because a lot of us teach stuff that's totally contradictory to the other guy. He said, so he, on the positive end, he was like, you know, listen to all of us. Figure out whose philosophies resonate with you the most. And then choose that one guy who resonates with you the most and leave everybody else alone. But, I agree with you, Frankie. Frankie said low-carb diet works way better. Oh, that's the truth. If you ever want to lose weight in a relatively short period of time, always do low-carb. I always do low. Speaking of food, man, I don't want to... I just mentioned I don't want to disparage another dating coach, but I'm going to disparage a fast food chain. I mentioned one time on this show before that I went like something like 5 years without eating McDonald's. And I ate some McDonald's today. This was like my second time eating McDonald's, like in probably literally like the last 4 or 5 years. Man, you're talking about a food that leaves you feeling just lethargic and sluggish and, man, thank goodness I'm on the air right now because I would be knocked out, sleep. That shit just, I mean, I don't know if you ever experienced that. If you eat McDonald's, man, that shit like is like taking a sleeping pill, man. What the fuck? So I don't know. I hope nobody from McDonald's calls me and say, Alan, we're going to sue you because you're talking about our food. But, man, I do not recommend that shit. That's just bad. I don't know what they put in their food. But it makes you, if nothing else, it makes you feel just very sluggish. I hate feeling sluggish. I like to feel energetic and, you know, like I can go out and conquer the world. Yeah, man, so I ain't a fan of Mickey D's. Matter of fact, they got rated the lowest rated fast food chain in some article I read, just this week. I love all my listeners. I love all my listeners, but particularly my live listeners. I see I already gave props to Diva3626. Now, Diva, you know, you got to be sympathetic towards her because, you know, she's a sports fan. And when it comes to NBA basketball, her favorite team is the Miami Heat. And the Miami Heat, they got swept in 5 games. Okay, they didn't get swept, but figuratively speaking, yeah, they got swept in like 5. They got swept in
5. You're stupid.
Now, I know she's going to come back and say, well, at least my Heat was in the finals. Right? Yeah, there she go. I know she's going to say it. I think she's going to be like, where was the Bulls at? At least the Heat was in the finals. The Bulls, they got knocked out in the first round. They sure did. They got knocked out in the first round by the Washington Wizards. Depressed the shit out of me. But we'll be back next year. Derrick Rose, he'll be back as soon as we get a couple more people, you know, we'll be back. But yeah, the Heat, they got blasted though. Let's just be real, you know. I ain't saying that to be spiteful or nothing. They just did. I mean, the first two games were reasonably competitive, but the last three, oh my God. I mean, San Antonio just put on a clinic. So now the big question is, will LeBron stay? Will he leave? He better not leave Miami. If he leaves Miami, I will lose all respect for LeBron James. I'm telling you, I'm putting it out publicly. If he leaves Miami, I will not respect him as a basketball player. Look at Deep. She talking shit. See, she talking about Sterling will be back before Derrick Rose. Okay, all right, I got you. Derrick Rose going to whoop some ass next year. He going to hoop all of the damn Miami Heat. Anyway, else in my chat room, I see Charles D is in my chat room. My man Frankie is in my chat room. Frankie. And Frankie said, I lost respect for the punk when he left Cleveland. That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah, if he leaves Miami, I just, man, nah. Jazz Cass, what's up, Jazz Cass? Jazz Cass is in my chat room. I see No Title 24. I see The Conversations. The Conversations. Straight. Hey, Diva, you know, you're going to have to calm down with that smack talk because, you know, now, if you're talking about the Derrick Rose Bulls, yeah, you can talk shit. But the Bulls, as an organization, we got 6 banners. Thank you. Only the Lakers and Celtics got more banners than the Chicago Bulls. We got 6 banners hanging in our rafters. So, yeah, I'll let people talk shit about these current Bulls because they don't have no banner. But as an organization, we got 6 motherfucking banners. That's right. The Michael Jordan-led Bulls. See, Michael Jordan, he can't even relate to LeBron. There was a meme I saw. It showed LeBron looked like he was asking for advice from Michael. He said, how do you overcome these losses in the finals? And Michael Jordan in the meme says, I can't answer. I can't help you. I can't relate to that. I never lost in the finals. Ah, shit, that cracked me up. I'm sorry. That was funny to me. Yeah, I see a number of guests in my chat room. I see Aaron2213 in my chat room. Speaking of sports, the World Cup is going on right now. The World Cup of soccer. See, worldwide, that's all people care about. Here I am talking about NBA basketball. In this country, we like NFL football. We like baseball. But worldwide, motherfuckers only care about soccer. Well, number one, they don't call it soccer. They call it football. You know, if you don't travel that much internationally, let me give you a tip. Do not go into other countries and call their shit soccer. I was in Germany and I almost got my ass whooped in a restaurant for referring to that shit as soccer. They do not, in most European countries and really any country around the world, they don't like it being referred to as soccer. That's a U.S. term. We call it soccer. They call it football. Yeah, so that's what's going on in the world of sports. Entertainment, what is going on in the world? You know, anybody talk, well, one movie that's being looked towards, and it doesn't even come out until next year, is Batman versus Superman. And I heard they're going to have a Justice League movie. So I'd be curious. I was a big comic book fan growing up. So I hope I can't wait to see Aquaman and, you know, Wonder Woman. You know, I hope they got Wonder Woman looking pretty sexy. And, yeah, but that's coming out next year. I'm trying to think of a good movie that comes out. Kidman, what's up? I see Kidman in my chat room. What's a good movie that comes out before the summer is over? Oh, I'll tell you a movie that looks like it's going to be pretty funny is the movie with Damon Wayans' son in it, where they like fake cops. That looked like it's going to be pretty funny. So what I am going to do right now, I'm going to take a quick intermission break. But when I get back, I'm going to start talking about men who are white knight types, and Captain Save-A-Ho types. White knight types and Captain Save-A-Ho types. If you want to call in with questions or comments related to that once I get started, you can do so by calling 646-478-5710, 646-478-5710. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Can you feel the tension? You know what's coming up next, don't you? You all know what's coming up next. So, What can I tell you? I'm excited. I'm standing backstage and I'm all jittery. It's the moment we've all been waiting for. What can I tell you? I read this guy's book about 2 years ago, and this is some of the most powerful shit I've read. The guy's mind-blowing. He's got a radio show. He's been all over the place. He's got crazy fans. He's amazing at what he does. He loves helping people as well. This guy will go on for hours and hours, even if it's like one person or 100 people. He doesn't give a shit. He'll stand there and he'll help people and help him and help him and just keep it. And he loves this stuff. He's passionate about it. He changed my life. He's changing everybody's life in the room and thousands of people. And he's amazing. I'm really happy. I consider him one of my mentors. I love the guy. Please go crazy for Alan Roger Curry.
I need to know what you said to the Japanese girl on roller skates.
I went up to her. I said, "You got a talent for this rollerblading thing." And that was probably the only moment when she was smiling. She was like, "Yes, I love to rollerblade." I said, "Well, to be quite frank with you, I didn't give a fuck about rollerblading." I said, "Your ass looks so juicy in that, what is that, spandex?" And she was like, "Oh my God, I mean, would you just come to Venice Beach to just look at women's asses?" I was like, "Is that a trick question?"
Please visit www.modeone.net for more information on the Direct Approach Dating Summit 2010 DVD. Are you an expert and or book author who offers men and women products and services related to dating and relationships? If you have a new product, a valuable service, or upcoming event or speaking presentation that you would like to advertise on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network that is guaranteed to hit your target demographic audience, then look no further than Blog Talk Radio's number one talk radio podcast program for active dating singles. Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry has had more episodes ranked number one in the category of romance, dating and relationships, love and sex, and overall self-help for singles than any other talk radio podcast program on the entire Blog Talk Radio network since January of 2008. I will help you advertise any product, service, or event that is designed to help men and women improve their love lives, sex lives, and overall social lives. Please write me at Blog Talk Radio Advertising at mode1.net. That's MODEONE.net. Don't wait. Do it now.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. We now return to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. And I got to give you a little warning. I am coming to the close of my 2013-2014 season. If you're not a long-time listener, you will know that you won't know that I usually take a break starting with mid-July. So, yeah, I usually go on an 8 to 10 week hiatus from my radio show beginning with roughly mid-July. So, yeah, I want to say my last episode for this season is going to be July 17th. July 17th, and then I will go on hiatus until about mid to late September. So just want to give you an early FYI. Yeah, July 17th will be my last episode of the 2013-2014 season. And I should have an interesting show on July 10th. Speaking of upcoming shows, I'm going to have a show about feminism. And I'm going to have a few guests to debate, has feminism been good for society or bad for society? And speaking of feminism, let me ask you, as I did in my intro, have you ever been on a message board and you always have this one group of guys that anytime somebody says something critical about women, remotely negative about women, you know, you got this group of guys that will say, hey, leave women alone. Women are beautiful, loving creatures. You know, how dare you talk about women? You're an asshole. You're a jerk, man. You know, they always come to the defense of women. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some instances where a woman might need a man to come to her defense if she's being unfairly attacked. You know, and the emphasis on the word unfairly. But I'm talking about the type of guy that's just all he'll defend. I mean, a good example would be if you showed him a video of a man slapping a woman, he would say, oh, man, that guy needs to be arrested and then he needs to be shot. But if you showed him a video of a woman slapping a man, he would say, well, he probably deserved it because he's probably an asshole. He deserves to be slapped. He has no objectivity when it comes to men versus women. That's what's commonly known nowadays as a white knight. That's a white knight type. That's a guy who will throw his fellow man under the bus in order to look good in the eyes of women. In a similar category of men, I would say it's almost a subcategory of a white knight, is a Captain Save-A-Hoe. Captain Save-A-Hoe is similar to a white knight, but a little bit different. Captain Save-A-Hoe is, if you saw the movie Pretty Woman, which was actually a very good movie, lighthearted, romantic comedy, but in that movie, Richard Gere, the actor, he was a Captain Save-A-Hoe. He literally, I mean, in the literal term, he was a Captain Save-A-Hoe in the sense that he took a hoe off the street and basically start treating her like a girlfriend. And I want to say the movie ended with him being on the verge of proposing to her. You know, that's Captain Save-A-Hoe. Captain Save-A-Hoe would be a guy who he meet a prostitute and he'll say, oh, you shouldn't be treated like this by men. You shouldn't be sleeping with all these men. You know, they want to take care of you and pamper you and treat you like a queen. And hey, let me tell you something. Let Alan Roger Curry just bring it on home for you. These guys, we've all heard the sayings like one bad apple spoils a whole bunch. White Knights and Captain Save-A-Hoes, man, those are the guys probably arguably more than any other guys who fuck it up for all the other guys. You guys, if you're listening and you're in this category, you fuck it up for all the other guys. Why? Because Johnny Soprano has this line where he says there are some men who will follow a mile-long trail of shit from a woman just to look at the hole that that shit came out of. And that's appropriate here. There's some of you guys out here, you guys just like fucking worship the ground that women walk on. You treat them like they can't do no wrong. You put them on a pedestal. You throw your own fellow man under the bus in order to look good in their eyes. But here's the catch. They don't want to fuck you. They don't. They don't want to fuck you. Unless you go, you know, throw out some money and then they'll give you a charity fuck. But they don't want to fuck you. You up here praising him and putting him on a pedestal and treating him like a queen? Hey, 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 wake up call. They do not want to fuck you. Okay? Get that through your head. These women, I always say this, and you've heard me, if you're not familiar with these terms, alpha versus beta. There's a lot of men who are alpha males. There's a lot of men who are beta males. And I've been frequently asked, well, which do women prefer? Do they prefer alpha males over beta? Do they prefer beta? See, women want both in their life. Women want both alpha males and beta males. See, if you took all the beta males off of the planet Earth, most women would go crazy. Why? Because then they wouldn't have nobody to spend money on free meals for them. They wouldn't have nobody to flatter their egos on a daily and weekly basis. They wouldn't have nobody to treat like a male girlfriend who they can gossip with. You know, they wouldn't have anybody to, you know, vent about their problems and frustrations over the alpha males who keep coming in their mouth when they keep asking them nicely not to. So women want beta males. Don't get me wrong. They want beta males in their life because you beta males provide women with a service. You keep their self-esteem boosted, keep their egos intact. They don't have to spend as much money on clothes and meals and whatever else because you're always doing financial favors for them. And then you act like their male girlfriend. I mean, it's just like puppy dogs. Women love puppy dogs. You think women going to fuck a puppy dog? No. They love patting them on the head, though. You know? They love the puppy dog licking on their face and stuff, you know? They love the puppy dog jumping in there and doing little tricks. But they ain't trying to, you know, suck a puppy dog's dick. Well, unless they're in the bestiality or some shit. But, I mean, you get my point? I mean, so beta males do serve their purpose. On the other hand, women would never want alpha males to be removed from the earth because alpha males give them the dick that they want. And they give them something to complain about. Most women ain't happy if they ain't complaining about something. Women love to be complaining about something, you know. God, he slapped my ass so hard when he was fucking me doggy style. I just can't believe he always fucked me doggy style and slaps my ass real hard. And you as a fucking white knight say, damn, he's an asshole. He shouldn't be slapping you on the ass real hard when he's fucking. If I was able to fuck you doggy style, I wouldn't slap you on the ass. I would just gently caress it. Man, shut your bitch ass up. Okay? Shut the fuck up, man. Please. Shut the fuck up. I've been on message board with guys. They try to criticize me just for even bringing up the word pussy. Hey, Alan, man, you know, I know you're a book author and stuff, but, hey, man, why you gonna come on this message board and use words like pussy? Man, what? Shut the fuck up, man. What the fuck are you talking about? Really? Some of these guys, I just want to just, man, if I was in person, I want to bitch slap them. Consciously realize how stupid they fucking sound. What are you doing talking about pussy, man? Women have more to offer than just their vaginas, man. They have feelings, and they have concerns about humanity, and they have life's goals. And this motherfucker, you know, jacking off the midget porn, and he talking about this shit. He ain't had his dick sucked in 5 years, and he telling me that I need to care more about a woman's total humanity. And motherfucker, shut the fuck up, okay? You white knight motherfuckers are fucking up society. Look at Elliot Rodger, man. This crazy motherfucker. This crazy motherfucker goes Santa Barbara shooting up motherfuckers. He know good and well he was a white knight at one point. You know? He thought giving women flowers on the first couple of dates was going to do some shit. Oh, that's why I wrote an article talking about how romantically and sexually frustrated beta males are now slowly but surely becoming a danger to society. And now I got like, I don't know, 40 plus comments on there saying women got mad at me It's funny. See, this is what I'm saying. Women don't want you. Women don't like guys like me talking about beta males. They don't want. They don't want. In the same way these white knights don't want me criticizing women, women don't want me criticizing beta males. Why? Because if you, again, if you took all beta males off the earth, who they going to have tell them that they're the most beautiful woman on earth for no reason? Come on, let's be real. Who going to crack jokes with him at the bowling alley? And even though he knows that at the end of the bowling session, he ain't going to get his dick sucked and get no pussy. The beta male. Who else can a woman depend on for free lunch, free breakfast, free dinner, and a gold bracelet on her birthday, even though she ain't giving this guy a tongue kiss other than a beta male? Come on, man. Beta males contribute to the economy, man. So women don't want to. No, women don't want guys like me talking about no beta males. They're like, man, no, no, do not talk about these lovable beta males that we love. These white knights, Captain Save-A-Holes. Now, some people might say, "Well, Alan, what do you mean by a hoe?" Because I know a lot of people define that term different, and I see somebody in my. My phone queue, 843, I'll get to you in just a couple moments. If you want to call in, because this is an open forum discussion, which means if you don't call in, you're going to hear me do a lot of talking. A lot of talking. I don't like to just do all the talking in open forum discussion, but I will if you force me to, because there's no special guest here. It's just me and you, like the old days. My first show, Balls Out Talk with Mo 1, I used to just talk to the audience, my listening audience. I didn't have no guests and no shit. But here's the dictionary definition of a hoe. A lot of people think a hoe is a woman who sleeps with a lot of guys. That's the loose term of hoe. But actually, that's not the dictionary. A hoe is any woman who exchanges sexual companionship for money, financial favors, some type of financial assistance, whatever. So a woman could only be sleeping with, say, two guys a year. But if she's sleeping with them guys because they're helping her pay her car note or a mortgage, she's a hoe. You ain't got to be sleeping with hundreds of motherfuckers to be a hoe. If you trade money for sex, you a hoe. Okay? And there's a lot of Captain Save-A-Holes out here. Woman could be as ratchet as I don't know what. She could be leaving her 4-year-old daughter at home by herself while she going out clubbing on a Friday or Saturday night. And you talk about this ratchet bitch and some motherfucker on a message board or at a social function going to say, "Hey, man, don't talk about Shaniqua, man. She's a good girl. I've known her since middle school." No, she's a ratchet bitch. Shut the fuck up. She has redeeming qualities. Shut the fuck up, man, please. And if you hear a little, like, anger in my voice, a little frustration, because, dude, I'm just, I think all of us, man, when we passionate about something and have our convictions, we just reach a point where we just tired of, man. I'm just tired of, I think the real thing that started it for me recently was when Elliot Rodger did his thing, when he killed people. And then this group of women came on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you know you saw this hashtag for like about a week and a half straight. That's how long it lasted. It said, "Yes, all women." It was hashtag, "Yes, all women." And a lot of these women, now some of these women were objective. I don't want to generalize all of them. Some of the women said objective stuff that wasn't too bad. But at least like 1/4 to 1/3 of those women, they was just dogging out men. I mean, like, we was just the scum of the earth. And you had guys co-signing with that shit. "Yeah, I don't understand why men just think about sex all the time. Don't they realize that women have feelings and, you know, they're..." Shut the fuck up, please. When was the last time you got your dick sucked? When's the last time you fucked a woman and slapped her ass, pulled her hair, made her come 2, 3, 4 times? You at home jacking off and you talking about this woman you know, don't think about sex all the time. Man, please, wake the fuck up. And even if you guys who are listening are not fully in the white knight captain save old category, man, I offer some free advice on that because one of my followers on Facebook said, Alan, you know, I saw you giving some guy free advice, man. I would love for you to give me some free advice. Shit, on this show, I get free advice all the time. If you really pay attention, I give a lot of shit that I've had motherfuckers be like, damn, Alan, why'd you get that free advice? You should be, you know, charging for that shit. Most of the time, I don't mind on the show. But here's the thing you got to understand. Here's just some real simple free advice. And this is stuff I've said a million and one times, so this ain't nothing new and revolutionary. But wake up and understand that getting a woman to like you is not synonymous with getting her to fuck you. Okay? Write that down if you can't remember that. Getting a woman to like you is not synonymous with getting a woman to fuck you. A lot of guys, everything they do is centers around, I want this woman to like me and say good things about me and give me compliments. Dude, none of that shit means shit. Why you think you her male girlfriend who she talks about, you know, Tyrone slapping her on the face with his dick? Every time I go with Tyrone, he just takes his dick and just slaps me on the face and slaps me on the face. And your ass sitting across the table, because you treating her to lunch and you saying, man, he's a dick. He's an asshole. I can't believe. So he just takes his dick and just slaps you. Yeah, he does it all the time and ask him nicely not to. And your ass sitting across the table talking about, damn, man, he's a dickhead, man. See, if I was your boyfriend, I would I can't even talk about this without laughing. It's so ridiculous. You fucking listening to this woman talk about how she lets a man slap her on the face with his dick. And you up here criticizing him and call him asshole. Like you think she gonna say, hey, I'm gonna leave that guy alone and I'm gonna start dating you and give you some pussy. Do you really think that's gonna happen? Really? Honestly, just think about that. Do you really think because you called him an asshole that you've now earned some brownie points and she gonna give you some pussy now? Wake the fuck up, man. If you're young, man, I'm going to give you a little bit of a pass. If you're between 18 and 25, I'll give you a little bit of a pass. If you're 25 and older, and if you're 30 and older, dude, this is why you're hearing this, like, kind of this frustration in my voice. Because I'm sick of this shit, man. All these weak motherfuckers. What? This society, man, is going downhill because it's just a surge of weak-ass bitch motherfuckers. Just all over the place. Like little gremlins. Remember that movie Gremlins? Where they just start multiplying. You pour water on one and it turn into five. That's how I look at these weak motherfuckers. Y'all like gremlins and shit. Like, you know? You just, a woman give you a compliment, then all of a sudden you just multiply it. It's one bitch motherfucker turns into five weak-ass motherfuckers. And you all want to compliment women and tell them how sweet they are and how men are big bad wolves and shit. Ain't no man, unless a man is raping or date raping a woman, which we got some crazy motherfuckers out there doing that shit, but those mentally ill motherfuckers pushed to the side, ain't nobody forcing no woman to do nothing she don't want to do. You up here dogging a guy who's slapping his dick on a woman's face, he ain't forcing her to stay there. If she don't want a dick slapped on her face, don't you think she got the power to just get up and leave that room? You know? If a woman really don't want a guy coming in her mouth, don't you think she just stops sucking dick instead of telling you 20 times, yeah, this is always coming in my mouth, and I always tell him don't come in my mouth. And you sitting there because you just treated her to dinner, and you said, yeah, I can't believe that he would do that. He would keep coming. So you're saying every time you suck his dick, he just comes in your mouth without even asking you nicely. Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, whoa, he's an asshole. Man, shut the fuck up. What is wrong with you? Really? afraid. You are now up front and straightforward, Alan Roger Curry. Who is this?
Mole One, it's T. Smitty. What's going on?
T. Smitty. I know when I have an open forum discussion, I can depend on my man T. Smitty to call in with a strong opinion, some strong comment. T. Smitty, first, two things. One, name an instance that, I don't know, it could have been on Facebook, internet message board, could have been at a party you attended. What's at least one instance where you witnessed a guy exhibiting the behavior of a white knight / Captain Save-A-Ho, and then just go on and tell me what's your thoughts on those type of guys?
Let me see, man. Can narrow it down to one. Glad you said one, because we could be out here all night. But
see, that's how bad it is, fellas. He said he could think about 35 instances. He got narrowed down to one.
I got one for you. See these stories here, watch these, read and watch these stories, these videos, where the woman is beating the dog crap out of a man. Mm-hmm. And a man trying to stop, chill, if he hits her back, he's in the wrong. Or the woman coming at him with a knife, oh, he's in the wrong for defending himself. But she could beat the heck out of him. And we know women fight differently than men. Women fight to kill. You see these women getting stumped inside, stomp each other in the head and stuff like that? You know,
yeah, they're crazy.
Bang your heads in the country. Yeah. And so what happens is you got a man saying you can't defend yourself. Now, I'm not saying just go ahead and beat your wife because she ain't make you, give you the big piece of chicken or something. But if a woman starts jumping on you, beating up on you and stuff, you can't even defend yourself as a man? Come on. And then here's another one. You got these chicks out here who be doing their kids wrong, dropping them off to a grandma's house, doing all this stuff, and hear these guys going around here saying somebody's story. And I'm like, but they're the same ones that are saying you ain't about nothing. Or they get mad that if a man don't want to take care of their kids, these guys saying, well, a real man would take care of another woman's kids. No, it's just a man that who wants to take on that responsibility. Doesn't make a man less of a man. He doesn't want to take on that responsibility.
Oh, T. Smitty, you see, you hit on one of my pet peeves, man. You hit on one of my pet peeves. I wrote on Facebook, it's been a while now, I want to say about 2 months ago, and I had all these women lighting up my inbox. But I get tired of these women, and this kind of at least halfway fits into this topic of discussion. These women on Facebook putting these things like real men massage their girl's feet while she watching Scandal. And real men pay for all dates. And real men, you know, bring flowers on the... Shut the fuck up with that shit. Please.
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up with posting that shit. Real men. How you going to tell a real man what a real man is? The fuck? I just had to let out that frustration. See, T-Smith, you see how I pissed off I am, man. This shit just drive me crazy, man.
Can't tell me what to do as a man. It's like this. I'm a grown man. You can't tell me what to do. But see, the problem is with those guys, I like to use a term called driving up costs. That's what they do. Because, I've been stationed overseas in the military. For example, me and my homeboys, we go out, spend a little or nothing. Go back to the same spot a month or two later, these chicks want to charge us more money because these idiots here are throwing more money at everything from any third world country, you know? And it's just I believe that. So it's like that Elliot, whatever that guy name was, who shot the girl.
Elliot Roger,
yeah. See, the problem is that women don't want those guys like that because I had women tell me, see, I talk to a lot of women like you do as well, because I like getting info and dirt and doing some recon. And they will tell you. They told me to my face, the nice guy, they feel like they can have him at any time. But you got this guy, I'm not saying I'm Don Juan. I'm just a guy who sticks by my guns. Let you know how it's going to be. They see those guys like a challenge, and they want to break that guy. They feel like that guy could get anybody he wants, or they feel they get a Junior Woodchuck badge if they could change him. The nice guy like Elliot Rodgers, they know, oh, he'll always be there. Yeah, he has a BMW, but look at this way with him. He got a BMW, but he lives in L.A. A lot of people in L.A. got BMWs. They're not going to set you apart. What else do you have? Can you make her laugh? Can you tell her how it's going to be? For example, Alan, these beta guys, mind you, I don't mind paying for dinner, but it's going to be at what I see fit. I would tell a woman, hey, you know you talk to her, you get to pay attention to her. So you know what type of, let's say dinner, you know what type of food she likes. I would tell a woman straight up, hey, let's go out and get some eat, let's get some Italian, get some drinks, whatever like that. But she could look at me and say, hey, T, you know, thanks, but I'm not feeling Italian, can you go for Mexican? But she saw I put my foot down and made a decision. But she felt like something else. Okay, we could switch out. But you got so many guys going around here saying, what are we going to do? And those women going to look at those guys and be like, this guy can't even make a simple damn decision on buying dinner. Where could I eat at? How can I trust him to lead me, make love to me right, and all that stuff?
Exactly. Exactly. And, yeah, man, it's just, that's what I was talking about. It's like, I think my eyes were the most open. If I had to pick one period of time in my life, was when I was living in Los Angeles, and I used to work at least two or three of the most prominent studios out there. I worked at NBC, I worked at Paramount Pictures, I worked at 20th Century Fox, and a lot of the departments I would end up working in, I would be sometimes one of only two guys, or even in a few cases, I was the only guy. And so these women would gossip around me. They would, you know, initially treat me like I was invisible until I would speak up. And, dude, some of the stories I heard, T. Smitty, would have just made you just cringe, man. I mean, like, they would talk about how men were paying at least half of their car note every month, and they hadn't even tongue kissed the guy yet. Or a guy was paying a sizable portion of their mortgage, and them, her and that guy weren't even having sex. And I would just go crazy, man. I would be like, you've got to be making this up. You please tell me you're making this up. They'd be like, no, Hollywood, this is real. You know, there are guys out here. They would say stuff to me like, you guys are so easy to manipulate, it ain't even funny. And see, that shit would piss me off, man, because I'd be like, no, not me. And they would acknowledge that. They would say, yeah, we know from talking to you, you ain't, you know, you too straightforward. we know we couldn't whoop no game on you because you just be asking for the pussy from the get-go. But there's a lot of guys out here. I mean, a lot. That's all they do is throw money at us, and yeah, man, it's just these weak-ass motherfuckers. Like you said, you're talking about they up some rate. See, that's what they do, man. Like, you can be fucking around with a woman that you meet, and say you meet, let's call her Linda. You meet Linda, and y'all just start fucking just because she likes how charming you are and how seductive you are. Then, like, 6 months later, after you done fucked two or three other women, you want to come back to her. She says, well, now I want you to take me to dinner every week and, you know, and buy me some gifts. And you're like, where the fuck is that shit coming from? Because I met this guy named Leon, and Leon has been so sweet to me, and he's been buying me stuff. And see, when you ask her, okay, how many times you been sucking his dick? Well, we haven't got it. He really enjoys my company as a person, and we haven't got it. See, this motherfucker, he's fucking shit up.
That happened to me one time. I was with this one chick. I actually wanted to have a relationship with her. But she told me, well, you're great, but I just want to have sex, just have a sexual relationship with you. I was like, cool, you know. No sweat off my back, you know. So she just came by the house. She had a kid going by the house every weekend, chilled out, whatever, did it dirt, made food, whatever. Then like a month into it, she complained. It's like, how come we always going over your house? I said, we could go over your house, you know. But I told her, you told me what you wanted. I'm going by what you want. I cannot take a woman I'm just only having sex with out on these dates because I'm not blurring the lines. You told me what you wanted. Now, I respect you. I still call you out, you know, check on you, see how you doing, stuff like that. I'm not treating you like a chew toy. But I'm not taking you out on these dates, buying gifts, doing all that stuff because you said you told me what you wanted. I respect that.
And see, you bring up an important point, T. Smitty, because I had a close male friend in Chicago. We got into a heated debate because he said, Alan, man, he said, you my boy and stuff, man. But I got one problem with you, man, and your Mole One stuff. I said, what's that? He said, man, I feel like he was kind of being at least a semi-white name. He said, man, I kind of feel like you be treating women like hoes, man. You know, you don't give them their respect. He said, you know, like, at least the women I sleep with, I respect. I said, oh, you respect them, huh? And see, what he was doing was he would take women to museums. He would introduce them to his mom. He would do all this sweet shit. But then after he fuck them 2 times, 5 times, 10 times, then he would leave them alone. They would be all hurt and confused and frustrated. But yet he thought he was doing something noble. And I was like, dude, you're misleading these women. You're making them think they on the verge of being your next girlfriend. I said, you mentioned the phrase blurring the lines. See, that's how I am. I'm like, it ain't so much I'm just treating a woman like a straight-up hoe, but I don't blur lines with women. You know, I wrote an article one time for the Examiner. It was titled, If You Treat All Women Special, None of Them Are. That's what the word special, when you treat somebody special, that means you're treating them far different than the average person you interact with. And I was telling him, I said, you know, when a woman's my girlfriend, I'm going to treat her different than somebody I'm just fucking. I ain't going to treat no woman. That's the problem with some of these women out here. There's a lot of women that, even though they know they just your fuck buddy, they want you to give them the same type of attention and gifts and whatever else like a girlfriend. And your attitude is me with shit. If you want all that, then you might as well be my girlfriend. You're not my girlfriend. We fuck it.
Yeah.
And
a lot of times, that's what they say. A lot of times, they the ones that bring, like the one I told you about. She told me what she wanted. I was like, okay, save me a lot of money. But that's what she wanted. And a lot of times, they want to go back on it because they kind of realize sometimes it may not regret. You know, grass might be greener. You may care what you want, what you may get, whatever like that. Or that guy you really want to be with probably, you know, blurred the line. Because I tell you this, telling the truth, I feel like I respect that woman more by just being straight up and honest. Because she can never say I lied to her. If it doesn't, because I dated women, we gone out about 2 or 3 times, I had women telling me they weren't feeling it. Cool. I'm straight up. I spent a couple bucks, no big deal. She told me straight up, I was cool that I made a choice. And I told them sometimes, hey, I was just not feeling it, you know. So I'm not going to waste your time, you know. I'm not going to waste your time finding a guy, you know, make your bacon silver or whatever. But a lot of these guys, I tell you this, Alan, if a woman tells some of these guys that they're not interested, the chemistry ain't there, they will go until it hits like a 5-year-old. And I'm that's just part of dating, you know. You know, you have a couple, I had a woman tell me, I ain't going to lie, I did have a nice rebuttal. Second date, she asked me, she's like, yeah, you're not feeling the chemistry. I said, to be honest with you, I feel you. But you want fucking by the third date, I would tell you the same thing. I just told her.
Shit.
But she knew what I wanted. But I understand a couple of dates, no big deal, you know. You know, that's like, you know, I'm cool with that. You know, but they will know what I'm about and what I want. I don't want to be their gay friend. I don't want to be the guy they gossip to, talking about scandal and watch that crap anyway. They know what I want. If they don't want it, cool. I live in Phoenix. You've been in the area. I go to Scottsdale almost every weekend. There's a lot of action out here. I'll be okay. But these guys act like one woman says, no, that's the end of the world.
Yeah, see. You touched on another point. Man, it just kills me, man. I mean, I can't allow myself to get too frustrated given the career I have. You know, my job is to help these guys, and I if I say so myself, I think I do a good job. But these guys, man, with this rejection, man, it's almost like you being a baseball player and you, you know, somebody's already told you, you got the talent to hit home runs, and you say, oh, no, I ain't going to swing that bat because I might strike out.
Yeah.
I ain't swinging that bat. So you just go out there and you just stand at the plate and the guy's just throwing, zipping them by, and you ain't take one swing because you're scared to strike out. And what happens? You ultimately do strike out because you just stood at the plate.
Mighty
and
Casey.
It's just like, these guys. If you go to a club and you say, I ain't going to approach no women because I'm scared of getting rejected, but you stand up against the wall at night, shit, you essentially did get rejected. You rejected yourself. The fuck
hey,
are you
Alan,
doing?
You know what? And it's like I tell my friends, I tell these young bucks at work, tell my old man, I'm 35 now, but I tell them, I said, talk, man, just have a good conversation. I told on Dean's show once. I was like out, my homeboy was showing around, watching the Heat game a couple weeks ago. And we went to this bar called R&R in Scottsdale. The hostess, I was making fun, just cracking jokes. See, these guys don't understand, you got to have a personality. They would turn you down because you don't have a personality. Even if you don't get the action, they may have a friend. I told her straight up, don't worry, these two black guys here, we tip well. You know, just messing with them. And the male server we had, just having a good time, just talking, joking around with him, gave him a $20 tip. That same hostess I made that joke to, she came back three times throughout the time we were chilling just to talk to me, you know? But what happens is so many guys, I hear women say about these guys, they are boring. Don't make them laugh, not engaging, you know? And I told some of these guys, I know a guy's real like a nice guy. I said, man, you're not engaging. There's no fun about you. These women say women go by what they feel. If they don't feel like you're engaging, you're fun, you're exciting. Not saying you got to climb Mount Everest, but you're saying that you got to be fun, exciting. If you're not that, they're going to go to the guy who is fun and exciting because they're going by what they feel.
Well, you know what I say, and I see quite a few people in my phone queue. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, you can press 1,
and I'll
get to you in a second. what I was going to say is that, see, you got so many guys out here. Again, this relates to what I was talking about guys thinking that being liked is synonymous with being fucked. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was just criticizing, who's this? There's a woman, she has a Blog Talk Radio show. And she, one of her question for her show was, how do you tell your partner that there's problems in the relationship? And see, my close friends know, I always tell them, I say, I hate when people ask questions where the answer's in the question. And like, I will have guys say, hey, Alan, man, I got to ask you, man, how do you approach a woman and, like, initiate a conversation? Like, you approach a woman and you initiate a conversation. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about? And I mean, I don't go off on them because I'm trying to be, you know, empathetic, but it's like, why would you ask me that? Like, a guy asked me recently, he said, how do you, you know, I know this woman and her friend, I'm attracted to both of them. How do you, like, talk to two women and let them know you want a threesome? I said, okay, this is what you do. You get them both in conversation, and then you let them know you want a threesome. He's like, oh, no, I mean, seriously. I was like, what do you mean seriously? What do you think? It's some kind of, like, some magic trick to it or something? And going back to your point about not being engaging, I tell guys this, man. If you're just real and authentic, you will always be perceived as engaging. It ain't like some guys think there's only certain guys, like, say, you and I, who are, like, we're, like, born with this gift of charisma and charm. No, all you motherfuckers out here, I'm letting you know this. If you just, I'll give you a case in point, loosely similar to your story. I was one time with two buddies. This was years ago. We was in this restaurant. And you know how fellas are. And see, this is one area where I would say I'm different from a lot of fellas. That a lot of fellas, when women come in a party, a bar, nightclub, they'll start talking to you about shit that they wouldn't dare talk to them. For example, we're in this restaurant, and two of my friends, they were like, oh, man, look at them two sisters over there. Damn, she got a big ass. Oh, shit, she got nice tits. Look at them lips, man. I'd love to have them lips wrapped around my dick. And I'm the type of guy that if guys do that with me, I'll entertain you for about 2 or 3 minutes. Then I'll be like, why are you telling me this shit?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know, I ain't trying to be like you, man. You see, you probably bring those chicks over there and be talking about fucking them in the mouth, man. You know, man, we gentlemen, man. We ain't trying to be like no, you know, call no ass on shit. So I gesture for the chicks to come over to our table. No, wait, before I did that, they said, no, man. I said, I'm going to call them over. They said, hey, man, don't do that Mo 1 stuff, man. You know, let us handle this, you know, and everything will work out okay. I said, hey, I'm going to let you go at it for about good, at minimum 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. And if I don't feel like there's chemistry going on, man, I'm going to interject. Sure enough, man, I gesture them over. They start talking to these women, man, about just corny bullshit. So, weather's been great out here, isn't it? Golly, yeah. So, you guys come here often? And you know how, I'm sure you've noticed this, T-Smitty. You ever been around women when they give each other this kind of like eye code? Where
help
one
save
woman,
me,
woman
SOS. Will,
yeah, when they would look at their friend like, basically like, okay, this conversation boring, I'm ready to bail out. And I saw them give each other that look. And my two friends, they couldn't pick up on it. I saw it immediately. So sure enough, that was my point where I interject. I said, you know what? I said, I got to apologize for my buddies. And they said, why are you apologizing? You've been quiet since we got it. I said, because they being full of shit. And they start looking at me and my two friends like doing the wave or the neck, like, no, don't do. And they was like, what do you mean you apologize? I said, they being full of shit. See, when you guys were over at the bar, they were looking at them juicy asses you got, them dick-sucking lips you got, nice tits. And then when you get over here, they talking about baseball and ice cream. And they made faces like, oh, my God, I can't believe he just did that. Without getting too lengthy of a story, who you think they were engaged with the rest of the conversation?
You, because you went down, hey, one, you was honest, and you going to go down, you went down swinging.
There you go. There you go.
You know what, Alan? It's like baseball, in my opinion. Like baseball, a lot of these guys, these weak guys, they're so scared. Derek Jeter is going to the Hall. You might say Tony Gwynn, who just passed recently. He was one of probably the best hitter I ever seen. He only got on base 3.5 out of 10 times. That means you talk to 10 chicks, at least 7 of them will turn you down, 7 or 8. But you got to keep swinging. That happens. And plus, get this. Fellas, like with Alan, those women probably watch you anyway. They watch those guys that come in. And if you turn them down, they see you talk to other chicks, that will bust their bubble. But so many guys are just afraid of no. Don't you know how many? It's like, I don't care about being told no. I'm not the best-looking guy in the world. I'm not built like a Greek god. But I know how to talk to people that I'm engaging. And with me, I like cracking jokes, having fun, laughing myself. Because one time, I was at the gym, and they had this massage. This spa over here had to give me a massage. I set the appointment. I told the girl, I was like, man, you got some nice bling there, you know. I was messing with her. The next day, guy to come in for it, she remembered what I told her. And she was like, Tobias, you know, I have my bling going there, but I see that watch you shining, you know. She just start blushing. Just little stuff like that, you know, that goes a long way. Now, I never try to get a number, but I know I'll always go back every couple weeks for my massage and everything, my deep tissue massage. And so
well,
these guys
well,
just,
see, you I don't mean to interrupt, but you mentioned an important point that I always emphasize to guys, and I tell guys this all the time. You cannot – women can sense – when you are a man is afraid of being rejected. They can sense that. And so if anything about your demeanor, your body language, your words says to a woman, wow, please don't reject me. Please don't turn me down. Please don't dislike me. You're dead meat. You're dead meat. It's just like another comment you made when you talk about Elliot Rodgers. You said that women with nice guys like that, I call those type of guys on the shelf. That's my term I use with a lot of my clients. I say, like, guys will explain certain stories. Okay, like, I had this one client I was working with, and he said, Alan, I have this thing where I'll meet women for the first week or two. They'll seem like they're interested. Then all of a sudden, they just had this significant drop in interest, and then I either won't hear from them at all, or I hear from them very sporadically. Like, they'll call me once every 2 or 3 months or something. I said, oh, because you're now on the shelf status. And he said, what? Mm-hmm. On the shelf? I said, some women, they know that you ain't going nowhere. They put you on the shelf, so to speak. And I said, there's no sense of urgency with a guy like you. Number one, more than likely, you ain't going to never get the pussy. And in the small percentage chances you get the pussy, you're going to have to jump through a lot of hoops to get the pussy. But whereas what I find that women like, and I want to say the brother, the pimp, Rosebud, said this on Steve Dean's. He said something similar. But I always tell guys, women are most fascinated with a guy that provides some type of risk. The risk that you're going to be a womanizer. The risk that you're going to ignore them. The risk that you're going to treat them just like another chick. You know, something got to be, like, for lack of a better word, risky about you. That's what really gets women excited. But when you're too safe and you, a woman knows you're gonna all, she's going to always have access to your attention and companionship, she's going to put you on the shelf. She's going to put you on the shelf. And but, yeah, anyway, about that point about, no, yeah, too many guys, they give off a vibe that they're scared of being rejected, and that, it ends up being a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, it's and that's why I just say, go down swinging. Most of the times, I just have a conversation with chicks when I'm out. I go out alone a lot. I like going out to eat a lot. You know, I like going out to eat, have a glass of wine and stuff. And it's like, I just be talking. I've been tired. I go out to eat by myself. There's been couples on dates. I'm always talking to the bartender. I'm sitting in the bar. I've been a couple of times. I've been a couple on a date, and a woman just starts talking to me. And she on a date. And I'd be like, I introduced myself to the guy because I didn't want to, you know, be mean. I was trying to, you know, I don't want to talk to her like that in front of him. But I don't want to disrespect him. But at the same time, I'm like, dude, let's go check this chick. You know? But it's just that I think that she just picked up on my personality, me having fun with the bartenders and stuff like that. And this guy may have been a little boring. But they will. But these women will let you know how they feel, if you're boring or not. They will find the next best option while you're still sitting there. I thought that was foul, but I can see why she did it.
Well, I got to move on to another call, but before you go,
right, cool,
Keith Finney, give me an enthusiastic Mo One.
Hey, before I say that, I finally graduated from college this weekend. My mom's actually in town. But I give you this, Alan.
Congratulations.
All right, thanks, man. Military takes a little bit longer. But Mo won.
Well, wait. First, I'm going to give you some congratulations on the graduation. Okay, and one more time with the Mo won.
Mo won.
Mo won. Alan Roger Curry.
Mo won.
Up front. Straightforward.
Alan Roger Curry.
Mo one.
That was my friend T. Smitty. I'm going to take one more call, and then I'm going to go to intermission break. If you want to call in with a question or a comment, 646-478-5710. 646-478-5710. I see you. 773, you're now up front and straightforward. Alan Roger Curry, what's your question? Well, first, what's your first name, and then what's your question or comment?
Hey, what's going on, Alan? You hear me?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, man? My name is Larry, man. I'm from Chicago. How you doing, sir?
Larry. Larry from Chicago. What's up, Larry from Chicago? So hey, have you been listening to the conversation?
Let me say, first of all, man, it's definitely an honor to be talking to the God Mode One. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Well, actually, I got two questions for you, man. They might be a little bit off topic, but I hope that isn't too much for you.
Well, it depends how far off topic, but go ahead.
Well, my first question is, how do you balance multiple women in your life? Because I know you've been a player out here, you've been doing your thing, and I'm basically getting my feet wet into the player lifestyle. So I just wanted to know, because I'm getting into this problem now where I'm getting multiple women, and I kind of cut them off because I'm just like, oh, I just can't handle it, man. This is too much for me. And my second question is...
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. My second question is... I'm sorry, man. I'm nervous, man.
This is my first time calling the show, man. You fam when you're on this show, man. So no need to get nervous.
All right, cool. And my second question is, when it comes to dealing with a woman and keeping her, for keeping her mind, what's better to keep a woman, good sex or good game? Because, go ahead.
To me, the first answer your first question, you never want to maintain interactions with too many women. You know, some guys get so caught up in wanting to be this master player that they just start talking about, I want to juggle 15 women. And to be truthful, if you're talking about over a long period, like, say, a period of weeks, months, years, it's not going to really behoove you to have that many women in your stable unless they all know their role.
Right.
And matter of fact, that would be my second point. When you're dealing with multiple women, man, see, and this is where guys fuck up. And this is what my books are about. Well, I know it's a lot of guys, what they try to do is they try to do the dishonesty sneaky thing. Like, in other words, they try to, say, mess around with five different women and give each of the five women the impression that woman is the only one. That is not a player. And if you're listening to my show, particularly if you're a fairly new male listener, I tell guys to their face all the time. I had a guy, we almost... went to blows at this function because he was calling himself a pimp and a player, but then in the same breath he was saying he was lying to every woman. I was like, dude, you ain't no player. You ain't no player. That's a dog, man. That's what women call a dog or a pig. If you fucking five different women and each of those five women think they the only woman you fucking, you are not a player. A player is when you fucking five different women, and each of those five women know you fucking other women. Now, they may not know the names of the women, other women you fucking. They might not have seen their faces. In some cases, they have. But at least they know they've accepted your program. You've laid it out to them. You said, hey, I ain't about this commitment stuff. And so they going down with that program, and that way that's when you can set parameters. Like, I've literally had women, and, some women, when they hear this, they start frowning their faces, but I'm just going to get real talk. I've actually had women numbered before. Like, I'll be like, you're my number one.
That's one, two.
You're my number two. You're my number three. You're my number four. You're my number five. And what that meant was, the significance of the numbers was, they knew where they were on my priority list.
Right.
Like, if I had a choice between hooking up with number one and number three, number one's going to get the priority because she's the higher, on my totem pole. But you can't have all the women thinking, because, see, when you lie to women and have them all thinking they're the special one, of course, they're going to want to demand as much time from you as possible because they're going to feel like, well, shit, I'm special, so I should be with Larry, 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. And that's when you got to be like, oh, no, baby, it ain't like that. You ain't. No, I hook up with you on Fridays and maybe, Tuesdays and Fridays. And that's it.
So I got to keep them all organized then.
There you go. Now you're feeling me. Now, in relation to sex, second question, dude, you can never underestimate the power of good sex. And the reason I know I'm not just saying this as a man is that there's a woman I had on my show named Alexis K. Tyler a few years ago.
Yeah.
That's how she became.
I heard the latest one. I heard one of those that you're talking about with Alexis K. Tyler.
Yeah. The thing about even women will talk about how good dick, the way it affects them.
Right.
And, you know, to me, I don't know if you're familiar with these terms you hear me use, like alpha male and beta male, but that's one of the differences between an alpha male and a beta male is that when you're an alpha male, that usually means that a woman enjoys fucking you. She genuinely enjoys getting fucked by you. You don't even necessarily have to spend no money on her. You don't have to spend a lot of time. You don't even, in many cases, have to commit to her. She can know you fucking other women, but she loves that dick. Whereas beta male, most beta males, they either ain't getting no pussy at all, or they only get pussy when they spending a bunch of money on the chick and commit to her, because the women really don't want to be fucking them. That's more like a charity fuck. And so, good sex. Now, I would say if you're talking about, say, a marriage, obviously you got to have something else going on other than sex. And but sex is still a big piece. So I wouldn't diminish it too much, but I wouldn't also overemphasize too much if you're talking about, again, something like a 30-year marriage. But, yeah, man, sex is always important. And, you know, the key thing is, I was just talking about with T. Smitty, man, you got to always be just a real, authentic dude, man. I can't stress that enough. You got to be a real, authentic dude. You can't be constantly changing your behavior in order to accommodate women. Because, see, here's the weird thing about women. I tell guys this all the time. Here's the thing that makes women seem a little bit confusing to a lot of guys, is that women are the type that will ask you to change, and then once you do, they don't want you no more.
Hey, I done had that in my lifetime, man.
That's the reality of women. And some of them, they'll try to deny it at times or whatever, but that's the reality of women. Women will see if they can change. Like Keith Smitty brought that up about he mentioned the word project. That's what they do. Like I had a guy in Vegas I met. He was similar to you. He's coming to me with some questions. And he said, Alan, I seem to have this problem. I said, what's your problem? He said, man, the last like five women I've dealt with, I don't understand why they lost interest in me. Every change they asked me to make, I made it, and they still lost interest. And I just looked at him and said, that's your problem. And he said, what? I said, you made these changes that they requested. He said, but what? Isn't that a good thing? I thought that would be a good. I said, no, not with women. You know, that's the difference between them and us. Like, most of us, if we ask a woman to change, it's because we literally genuinely want her to change. I'd be like,
right,
hey,
and we'll be content with it, and they'll be like, yeah, that's cool. You know, I'm glad you did change.
But for women, their thing is like they like these challenges, and so a lot of times they're not asking you to change because they genuinely want you to change. They're just asking you in many cases just to see if you're gonna do it, to see what type of if you got strong backbone or weak backbone. And once a woman identifies that you got weak backbone, you're done. You're done with her. She might manipulate you for a few more days, a few more weeks, or whatever. But generally, she's done with you, because this is her attitude. So her attitude is, if I can make you change your behavior at the drop of a dime, then that means some other cute, sexy bitch can make you change your behavior at the drop of a dime. And I don't want to be with no man that some other bitch could just, you know, manipulate that easy. So they've lost interest in you. So, anyway, I hope all that helps, man, and I appreciate you calling into my show.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call and answering my question, sir.
Hey, Larry, can you do one thing before I let you go?
Man, you ain't got a thing.
Can you stretch out
no.
the
oh, my bad,
say,
my bad.
Mo one.
Mo one.
Mo one.
Alan Roger Curry.
Mo one.
Up front, straight forward.
Mo
Alan Roger Curry.
Listeners, I'm going to take a break, but when I get back, I'll have more conversation in this open forum discussion. Don't go anywhere.
Mode 1.
You're about to enter into the erotic zone with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, the king of verbal seduction. This is the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Diana DeVoe, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist. This is Layla Odom, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Bella.
And this is Charlie.
And we're dancers from the legendary Score Strip Club in New York City. And you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Alexandra Kanahakis, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
So I'm getting treated for my sex disease.
This is Nikki True, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Ambrosia Cumming, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Brandy L. Davis, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Nikki Ransom, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
Episodes of the Erotic Conversationalist are available as a downloadable MP3 file from www.mode1.net.
All right, I'm going to go with my next caller, area code 310. 310, you are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's your question or comment?
I used to date lots of women, both in high school and in college and in medical school, and people used to always ask me, you're not the best-looking guy, you're not the richest guy out there, how are you getting all these women? And essentially, the answer is actually quite simple. It's essentially having the confidence and knowing what you want to do.
Oh, thank you, Master Allen.
Ooh, say that again.
Yes, Master Allen.
Ooh, say that again.
Yes, sir, Master Allen.
I like that.
Hey, buddy, thank you so much for having me. That is easily the nicest introduction that I've ever had.
If you found this page, I'm guessing at least on some level you'd like more success.
Seducing sexy ladies. Here's the deal.
My name's Sasha. Hello. And I like women.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody.
This website has tons of resources to help you guys get that success that you want. It's all there for you. The articles, the videos, my blog with lots of adventures and tips. It's all there for you guys.
Let's make the magic happen.
If you're interested in some more intense training, take one of my boot camps. They are fucking good. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm doing boot camps all around the world, so I might be coming to your city.
I would love to come over there and teach you this stuff because it's awesome. And you learn how to meet tons of hot girls.
If you're in London, this is the guy. He's going to take good care of you.
He's really present in the moment. He's really good. He hooks up with tons of girls. Good teacher and just somebody you want to hang out with and learn from. Oh, so many names.
It's my first name and my sister.
Okay. Well, I will see you.
You will?
Soon. Ryan.
Ryan. Me too.
Over the last few years, I've dedicated my life to getting good in a sort of fun and natural way of meeting women in the daytime.
What are you doing actually in your free time? What's your goal?
I meet beautiful girls on the streets. You know, chat girls on the street. Sound test? Sound test 1, 2, 3, 4. Sexy man. Hi. Can I get a little fist action? We're filming. Just want a little fist. Just come on. You know you want to. You know you want to fist me right now. Boom shakalaka.
Yeah, check out the bootcamp page if you're interested in that.
I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it's useful to you. So please.
Sasha@sashapway.com. Thanks for coming to the site and...
Stop being a fucking... Just... What? Abby, come on, people. She's there in front of you. That's the only indicator of interest you need. She's there. You're there. Go for it.
Please pay a visit to www.sashapua.com.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. We now return to my open forum discussion about men who are white knights and or Captain Save-A-Ho type on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward. Alan Roger Curry, the most listened to talk radio podcast program, category of romance and self-help for dating relationships. And tonight I'm having one of my what I call open forum discussions. And what that simply means is I don't have a special invited guest here tonight. I don't have any type of dating relationships author or expert. I'm just chopping it up with my listening audience, talking to my listening audience directly, and inviting them to call in with questions or comments. And the title of the discussion, I'm mainly talking about my criticisms of men who are white knights or Captain Save-A-Hos. White knights, Captain Save-A-Hos. Before I give the definition of each one again, I want to give some shout-outs again. I got Bronzy 007 in my chat room. That's my man, Bronzy. He always supports me. He got my back. I got Charles D in my chat room. Charles D. I got my man, Don B, in my chat room. Don B is in my chat room. I got a number of guests in my chat room. I got Jazz Gaz in my, still in my chat room. Kinman, they talking about the World Cup in my chat room. I got Mystical in my chat room. That's my man, Mystical, in my chat room. I got No Title 24. I got Raw Truth. I like that username, Raw Truth. Then when they get to you, they want to be all hungry when they save themselves. Ha ha ha. All right, I got the conversations. Just said something entertaining in my chat room. And in my phone queue, I got my main man, Irvin V. Poyam III, EVP3 started a fight this week, man. I read about it. He didn't know I read about it. Richard Sherman was on the practice field. He said, EVP is my friend. And then the other guy said, no, he my friend. And then they start arguing about it, and they start fighting and shit. Then they both, you know, laughed all. They say, hey, man, we both Seattle Seahawks. So we both, you know, get favor from EVP3. That's the effect he has on the Seattle Seahawks. That's his boys. But, yeah, the conversations in the chat room said these females get ran through. Then they want to get when they get to you, they want to act all holy about they saving themselves. See, that's related to what the guest, if you heard a few weeks back, I had this guest named G.L. Lambert. If you didn't listen to that interview already, you got to go back and listen to that interview with G.L. Lambert. Man, he was hilarious because he had this phrase where he was talking about women doing the what he called the whole, they pressed the whole reset button. The whole reset button. And that's so true, man. I mean, you know, that's real talk. That's real talk. I know a lot of women who press the whole reset button. Because see, this, I'm going to tell you why that happens. This is what happens, man. A lot of women, they'll meet a guy who's a smooth, charming, seductive player, and that motherfucker knows how to get her pussy wet, and so they fuck. Then she meets another guy who knows how to get her pussy wet without spending no money on her, without spending a lot of time with her, and he fucks her. Then they meet the third guy, let's call him Brian, and Brian starts talking about taking her out to dinner and flattering her a lot. And basically he ends up putting her on a pedestal. Do you think she going to get a pussy to that motherfucker real quick? Hell no. Hell no. No. He ain't getting the pussy real quick. Why? Because he's put on a pedestal. She don't ever want to come down from that pedestal. That's the thing you got to remember about women, man. Once you put them on a pedestal, they ain't trying to come down from that pedestal. Ever. Ever. You know, guys be like, dang, Alan, how come, you know, Tyrone and Biff were able to fuck, you know, Sandra so quickly, but when I started dating Sandra, you know, she made me jump through a lot of hoops. Because you put her on a pedestal. If you put a woman on a pedestal, you ain't getting the pussy quick. You're just not. You are not. Don't fool yourself. Once you put a woman, that's one of my number one pieces of advice in my book. If you read my book, and if you haven't read my book, you need to get it. I'm going to do some shameless plugging for my books. But go to Amazon, put in Alan Roger Curry. And I got four books that should come up. Mo 1, Let the Women Know What You're Really Thinking. Upfront and Straightforward, Let the Manipulative Game Players Know What You're Really Thinking. Ooh, Say It Again. I always like to drop my voice when I say that one. Ooh, Say It Again. And The Possibility of Sex. The Possibility of Sex. How lustful and naive men are manipulated by women regularly. Oh, speaking of books, I forgot to mention. Remember when I interviewed Sabrina a couple months ago? She got a discount on her book. Just for my listeners, if you want to buy her book, let me know at blogtalkradio@mo1.net, the Kindle version of her book, and you'll get like a 20% discount. 20% discount if you write me at blogtalkradio@mo1.net, you'll get a 20% discount on anybody. If you don't remember Sabrina, I'll give you a little reminder since Kenman in the chat room wants a reminder. I love the way she says, fucking. This is Sabrina.
Fucking.
Oh, man. I love it when she says that.
Fucking.
Oh, yeah. Here's some more, Sabrina.
I like to help people improve their fucking.
Oh. Say it again.
I like to help people improve their fucking.
Oh. Say it one more time.
I like to help people improve their fucking.
Oh, yeah, Sabrina, man.
And maybe you're the one who has to teach her everything there is to know about fucking.
Yeah, Sabrina knew what was up.
I like your slow dancing on your pussy phrase. It's pretty, yeah, it's original. You love to shoot your cum on their face, Alan. You're the king. You're the king, Alan. Say it again. Mode One.
And then one more audio clip of Sabrina.
So I've never had an experience with a guy like you, Ellen. I've never had someone come up to me and be that bold. I don't know how I'd react, to be honest. I mean, yeah, it's hard to tell, because I think the first natural reaction would to be a bit offended, like you say that a lot of women are, but yeah, I guess, as you said, it really does pique women's curiosity, and then they want to know if you can back up the talk, so obviously it's worked for you. Mode One.
That was Sabrina Rogers Anderson, and yeah, she has a book called A Fantastic Sex Life that's sold on Amazon. She got a paperback version and a Kindle version. And if you want the Kindle version, you can get 20% off. Just write me at blogtalkradio@mo1.net. Let me know you're interested in getting a discounted book, and then I will hook you up with Sabrina's book. Yeah, Sabrina, man, she was sexy on my show. She was sexy. But anyway, what we were talking about, I'm going to go a little bit longer. I'm probably going to go to about 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time, which will be 9:30 p.m. Pacific Time. So I'm going to go a little longer. If you want to call in, you know, I love to have people call in when I do my open forum discussions. Call in at 646-478-5710, 646-478-5710, and then press the number 1. But, yeah, I was telling you that what we're talking about tonight is men who are white knights and Captain Save-A-Holes. White knights and Captain Save-A-Holes. And over half the reason I'm talking about guys in this category, because to me, I feel like these guys, in many ways, they have the potential to fuck it up. Kinman, take it easy. Kinman from Holland, he's got to go. And so Kinman, take it easy. He's going to listen to the rest on the Archive Podcast. But, yeah, white knights are guys, to give a brief description, a white knight is a guy that either in person or through social media always co-signs with women's criticisms of men. And if men criticize them, they always try to defend the women, regardless of how fucked up their behavior might be. You know, they just always want to co-sign. I mean, like if women go on Twitter and say, all men are scum, a white knight will say, yeah, I agree with you. I hate other men myself. I'm disgraced. I find it, you know, a disgrace that I even have to admit that I'm a man. See, when you see men write shit like that, that's a white knight. That's a white knight. Or if a woman says on Facebook, all men are pigs, and then another guy says, you are so right. I co-sign with you 200%. Guys are such pigs, and man, you know, shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the fuck up. These guys on Twitter and Facebook and other internet message boards, they get on my nerves with that shit. That white knight shit. You fucking co-signing with every fucking criticism a woman has of men, every fucking insult a woman has of men, because you think it's going to make you look better. You think you're going to earn some brownie points by criticizing other men. Don't do that. If you read my book, Mode 1, I talk about that in there. Don't do that. Seriously, don't. Particularly if your interest is dating that woman or having sex with that woman, you are not earning any brownie points by doing that. Trust me when I say that. You are not earning any brownie points by doing that. All you're doing is solidifying your position as her male girlfriend and her beta bitch boy. That's what you are. You're her male girlfriend and you're her beta bitch boy. Similar type, a little bit different but similar, is the Captain Save-A-Hole. Captain Save-A-Hole is when you just feel like you want to rescue a woman who has questionable behavior, questionable character. you want to rescue her from all the mean, big, bad wolf men out there. You know. So, here would be an example. Captain Save-A-Ho is a woman who's fucking Tyrone on Monday, David on Tuesday, Leon on Wednesday, Mike on Thursday, JoJo on Friday, Biff on Saturday, and then on Sunday, she calls you and says, man, all these guys, they just using me for my body. They don't respect me. They treat me like I'm just a sperm receptacle. And you find yourself sympathizing with her. You say, oh, baby, you know, I can take you away from this life. Just be my girl and shit. You know, and he's got, well, the other day, three of them ran a train on me, and I felt so bad. And you're like, oh, baby, I know how you feel. I just, you know, I want to help you escape this life. Be my girlfriend. So you fell for the okey-doke. If you do that, you fall for the okey-doke. Because she knows all the motherfuckers that are fucking her and coming on her face and, you know, fucking her in the ass and then putting it in her mouth. I know some women listen and they're like, God, Alan, do you have to be so explicit? Hell yes, I do. She know ain't none of them gonna make her their boyfriend, their girlfriend or wife. She know them dudes just fucking her. So she got to find one motherfucker to have a sob story with, and you fall for the okey-doke. You say, yeah, so wait a minute, all three of them, like, took turns coming on your face? She's like, yeah, like, they treated me like I was a porn star. I'm like, no, I can't have more to offer than this. See, here's why you shouldn't feel sorry for a woman like that. If a woman was locked in a cage and men were abusing her and misusing her, then, yeah, you should feel sorry for her. If men were somehow sexually assaulting this woman and date raping this woman and she just didn't have the means to defend herself, yeah, you should feel sorry for a woman in that situation. But if a woman is getting just treated like a sperm receptacle, but ain't nobody raping her, ain't nobody date raping her, and ain't nobody holding her hostage, whose responsibility is that on? Is that the man ain't shit, or is it she ain't shit? That's what you got to understand. You know, a lot of people want to always say men are abusive and men dog our women. You can only dog somebody out if they allow you to dog them out. You can only dog somebody out if you can only disrespect someone if they allow you to disrespect them. That's where that saying comes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You know, what that basically means is if somebody treats you in an undesirable and or disrespectful manner one time, then, yeah, you have a right to criticize them because you didn't know. You could say, I didn't know they was an asshole. I didn't know she was a bitch. But if somebody treats you in an undesirable or disrespectful manner two or more times and definitely three or more times, that's on you. That ain't on the person that's disrespecting you or abusing you or mistreating you. That's on you because you're allowing that shit. And so that's why I don't feel sorry for no woman who tries to give me a sob story and shit like that. Because she's allowing that shit. Obviously, she loves it because she's allowing the shit. But no, you want to put on your cape and rescue her from all the bad womanizers, you know. And you're going to end up putting a ring on her because you're a Captain Save-A-Ho. What the fuck, man? Wake the fuck up, man. Wake the fuck up, please. These women, ain't nobody got them tied to no bed and handcuffed or no shit. These women allowing that shit. I'm going to introduce a term, and I'm sure most of you are familiar with this term already. Do you know what a masochist is? If you do not... A masochist is a male or female who gets sexually aroused and basically gets off on being treated like shit. That's a masochist. There are a lot of men and women, particularly women, but there's some men too, But I say particularly women. There's a lot of women out here who are what I would refer to as closet masochists, meaning they'll publicly try to give you an impression that they want to be treated right and they want to be respected. But deep down, they get off on being treated like shit. I know to the average person, that might not sound, you know, whatever, logical. You might say, why would somebody get off on being, they just do. Matter of fact, how do you think dominatrix make their money? That's how, they're a dominatrix in this society. I remember reading this article in the Los Angeles Times right before I moved away from Los Angeles, where there was this dominatrix. She was making like $125,000 a year. And you know what she did every day for work? She just mistreated people, mainly men. I think 85% of her clients were men, about 15% were women. And she would just abuse them. You know, sometimes this shit is extreme and she would shit on them. Can you imagine somebody paying money to have a woman shit on them? I know that sounds gross, but there's literally men who pay women money to do that shit. Or piss in their mouth. Or just slap them. Or just treat them like shit. That's a masochist. People who are masochists, they get off on being treated like shit. They want to be treated like shit. Most of them will never publicly come out and just admit that. They do all that shit like undercover. But they want to be treated like shit. I remember this woman sent me this porno clip. There was this porno series called Ghetto Gaggers, where these white guys who were racist, or at least they acted like they were racist on camera, would just dog out these black women, treat them like shit. And I remember they had this one sister, they were just dogging out. And she said it. She said, they said, why did you leave your husband? She said, because he was too nice. She actually said that on camera. I don't know if she was saying that like in a character she was playing or she was being real, but I'm assuming she's being real. She said she left her husband because she said the guy was too respectful and too nice, and they was just treating her like, I mean, I can't even describe how they was just treating her like just shit, dude. They was treating her like shit, and she was getting off on that shit, though. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. She was getting off. It wasn't like she was getting mad or whatever. She was getting off on being cheated. They was like stepping on her face and just spitting on her and just all kinds of shit. But she, I feel you, Don B. I see what you said in the chat room. It was tough for me to watch too. But I couldn't feel sorry for them chicks, man, Don B, because it's to the point I'm making right now is that there's a lot of women, man, that actually, and that's why I don't play Captain Save-A-Ho with women, because these women are masochists. They get off on them. I'm telling you, there's some women who literally, that's what gets them off. Like, if you're a guy, have you ever been fucking a woman and you have a woman ask you to do something like choke her, or they'll ask you to slap the shit out of them while you fucking them? That's a masochist. That's a sign that a woman's a masochist. I've had that happen quite a few times. I'll be fucking a woman, she'll say, choke me. And I'll be like, you serious? She'll be like, yeah, choke me. I want you to choke me like you're trying to kill me. And see, I ain't really into that shit. I talk dirty, and I'm a kinky motherfucker, but, you know, I ain't trying to kill no woman and shit. And, you know, now, I'll slap the shit out of a woman, especially if she asked me to. I'll slap the living shit out of a woman. But I ain't trying to choke a bitch. You know, I ain't trying to joke a bitch, but I slap this shit. If a woman asked me, hey, daddy, slap me, I'd slap the shit out of her. But anyway, yeah, there's a lot of women that are just, that are masochists out here. They want to be treated like shit. And again, there's even a large percentage of guys. That because this dominatrix who I read this article about, she was talking about all these guys. And the thing is, a lot of these guys were powerful men. They were like attorneys, doctors, CEOs and shit. And they would pay her money to be abused for a half hour, hour, 2 hours. Matter of fact, there's this movie. I can't think of the title of it. Man, I can't think of the title off the top of my head. But there was this movie a female friend of mine had me watch that kind of dealt with that. There was this guy, he seemed like a normal, regular guy. It was a foreign movie. And that was his thing, man. He liked being abused by women. Like, he liked for women to take the heels of his shoe and step on his face and just all kinds of just crazy shit because he was a masochist. So, anyway, my point is with the masochism is that, you know, that's why you can't fall for that you know, the sob story shit. You know, when women come to you and say, oh, man, all they do is dog me out, and they treat me like shit, and they treat me like crap. Actually, have them women who tell you them sob stories, deep down, they want to add you to the list. They hoping you be like, yeah, bitch, I'm going to treat you like shit, too. They probably start playing with themselves, and I ain't even joking. But once you let them know that, you know, you're going to be the soft motherfucker that feels sorry for them, then, of course, they're going to lean on your ass for comfort and shit. And then, you know, and if you get into a relationship with this woman, don't think she's going to be faithful. She's going to be behind your back fucking a dude who treats her like shit. Trust me. Because I've done it. I'm man enough to admit it. I've done it. I've been that other guy. I get named times when I was younger. I always say, as I've grown older, I try to stay away from, you know, fucking other guys' girlfriends and wives and that type of thing. But I ain't gonna lie, when I was in my 20s, early mid-30s, man, I had no scruples. Shit. If a woman throw some pussy at me, I was fucking. And yeah, but I had some situations where I was fucking a woman, she already had a boyfriend, and she would tell me that the boyfriend was treating her like real respectful, real nice, but this same woman would want me to, she would get off on me treating her like shit. I'd treat these women like shit. You know, I mean, I wouldn't do nothing too crazy, you know, but I would just treat them like, you know, like they was a street hooker off the streets. You know, I talked to them all kind of way I want to, and they love that shit. That's the thing you gotta, again, I can't reiterate it enough. Don't think that women who have a history of being treated like shit don't like that shit. Do not fall for that. I'm telling you, if a woman says to you that something like, oh, you know, 5 out of every 7 guys I mess around with, they treat me like crap, that means that woman wants to be treated like shit. Because if a woman don't want to be treated like shit, she ain't gonna let no motherfucker treat her like shit more than once. She'll let one time go, and after that, she's going to be like, oh, hell no, you motherfucker, you ain't treat me like that. Same with a man. I say that in one of my books. If you a man and you always telling one of your friends that, hey, man, you know, it seems like 4 out of 5 women I date, man, they just treat me like a chump. You know what that means? That means subconsciously, you want to be treated that way. You might not consciously or intentionally want to be treated that way, but somewhere in your subconscious mind, you think it's okay to be treated like a chump. And that's why women treat you like a chump. That's where your backbone got to step in. And, you know, you got that backbone, and you got to say, hey, I ain't going to allow no woman to treat me like no fucking chump. I don't allow no woman to treat me like no chump. I mean, I ain't going to say I never have. I ain't going to lie. There's times in my, you know, whatever, early 20s or whatever, and maybe even a little later where I've had one or two women that treated me like a chump maybe one time. And after that, I was like, oh, fuck no. No. So that's why I'm always emphasizing balls and backbone, like in Ooh Said Again. I use those two words more than any other two words balls and backbone, because, yeah, Raw Truth is speaking the raw truth in my chat room about women are some kinky motherfuckers. I talked about this a couple shows ago. A lot of people think men are the kinkier sex, but go back and listen to my episode with Daniel Bergner from last summer when he confirmed what I've always been saying for years. A lot of people think men are the hornier sex. That's bullshit. That is straight up bull. Women are fucking kinky and horny as fuck. If you're around a woman that doesn't seem like she's all that kinky and horny, you know what that means? I hate to break this to you. That means more than likely that woman perceives you as a beta male. And I'm just going to keep it real. That's the only men that women will act like sex doesn't really turn them on, is when they're in the company of a beta male. When a woman's in the company of a beta male and you start talking about sex, that's when she's going to say stuff like, oh my God, do we have to talk about sex? Can we talk about something else? Can we talk about drapery shopping? I don't want to hear about that. That's, anytime a woman has that type of reaction with you, basically that's her way of telling you she is not sexually attracted to you, and she looks at you as beta male material. That's just the frank truth of that. Because when a woman around a guy who's an alpha male and a guy that she has an above average degree of sexual attraction towards, they don't get turned off. See, this is the reaction when women are around a guy that they want to fuck, and he starts talking about sex. They'll say stuff like, you're so bad, you're nasty. You're so mad, you're bad, you're nasty. You are so nasty. You are such a trip. You're bad. You're so nasty. See, that's the type of reaction they have when they're around like a guy who does it for them, a guy who they know they want to be fucked by. If you start talking about fucking, they're going to be like, you're so nasty. But if a woman says, oh, my God, Brian, please stop talking about porno movies. I don't want to hear it. See, anytime you get that type of reaction, that means that woman looks at you as a beta male. She's looking at you you're beta in her eyes. And what you need to do, you got to find ways to change that. You got to find ways to change that. Because ain't no guy, you know, no guy gets a death sentence of being a beta male for the rest of his life. I mean, you can make changes that will elevate you to a more alpha status. I'll go ahead and plug myself. I'll say read my books. Offer advice and different other things you could do, but one of the things I'm telling you in this episode is that you got to stop thinking that being liked by a woman is getting her pussy wet. You know, oh, if I compliment her a lot, you know, I know I'm earning brownie points, and if I take her out to dinner, I know I'm earning brownie points, and if I buy her flowers on the first date, man, fuck all that shit, man. Please, fuck all that shit. Now, I ain't saying that if you got a good woman, ain't nothing wrong with showing your appreciation. If you, say, been married for 10 years, ain't nothing wrong with taking your wife out to dinner and giving her flowers. That's a woman who's she's emotionally invested in you. That's different. So I ain't even talking about if you got a wife, a fiance, a long-term girlfriend, and you doing nice shit for her. I don't have no criticism against that. None whatsoever. You could go ahead and treat that woman, you know, treat her to dinner and all that other shit. But I'm talking about a woman like you just met, that you ain't even sure if she's attracted to you. She ain't never had her lips around your dick. You ain't never fucked her. You just getting to know her. Fuck that shit, dog. The woman in that category, do not be playing up to her ego. Fuck that. No. Stop. If you're doing it, stop. Just stop. I'm serious. Just stop. Stop doing that shit. You are not going to get laid by trying to earn brownie points from that woman. You are just setting yourself up to be treated like a fucking chump. Well, I don't see anybody else calling in, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this show up. I've enjoyed, you know, you sticking around listening to me and listening to, you know, the knowledge and wisdom I'm dropping. And again, my book, you can find my books on Amazon.com. You can go to my site, modeone.net, modeone.net. I offer Skype consultations for guys. I offer one-on-one coaching sessions. I work with quite a few guys this year. One-on-one coaching sessions. And I'm here to help, man. I'm here to help. Until then, join me next week. I don't know who my guest will be. I'll keep you guys posted through Twitter, Facebook, on my Blog Talk Radio page. But have a safe and enjoyable weekend. And I will talk to you next Thursday.